Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
On Marketplace's Heidi Moore, and for Brian Lehrer on WNYC and WNYC.org, political watchers probably have November 6th circled on their calendar. That's Election Day. But there's another day that many have highlighted as well, January 2nd, 2013, because that's the day the U.S. economy will bungee jump off the so-called fiscal cliff. It's a combination of tax increases and spending cuts that most expect will significantly slow down the nation's economic growth, such as it is. Nelson Schwartz wrote in the New York Times about how the looming cliff isn't just a sign of political gridlock. It's a real worry for businesses around the country, many of whom say they aren't hiring or investing until they know just what's going to happen on January 2nd. Nelson, welcome to WNYC.
Good to be here.
So just to recap, the fiscal cliff is a combination, right, of tax increases, the Bush tax cuts expiring, and the budget cuts known as sequestration, basically the medicine Congress is forcing itself to take for being bad and not getting things done during the debt ceiling negotiations last year. So did you get the sense that either one of these two elements is causing the most worry for businesses?
I think it's really both. If you had to choose one or the other, it probably would be the sequestration, the automatic budget cuts, because about half of them come out of the defense budget and half of them come out of other programs, and that really translates into a lot of spending that otherwise wouldn't occur. So, especially for companies, I was talking to non-defense companies, but a lot of defense companies like Boeing, Lockheed, and others are really panicked about this. And even the non-defense companies, some of these products may actually end up in, jet planes or that kind of thing. And, it's a ripple effect.
Right. So tell me about the fiscal cliff's total impact, because I've seen a lot of numbers. I've heard it could be more than $600 billion or 4% of GDP. And then the Congressional Budget Office projects the economy could shrink by 1.3% in the first half of 2013 if we don't get this right.
Exactly. And actually, some Wall Street economists are now actually estimating it could shrink more than that. The numbers range around, but definitely we could lose a percentage point or two, which, again, as one of the CEOs said to me, if the economy were growing at 4 or 5%, wouldn't be such a big deal. But with the economy growing at about 1.5%, to lose 2% puts you in recession territory.
Right. So we have some time for calls during the segment. If you're a business owner, has the phrase fiscal cliff come up in your planning meetings? The phones are open. Let's check in on your confidence levels. How are you gaming out economic growth over the next 6 months? And does the fiscal cliff play a part in your decision making? Or is it something else? 212-433-WNYC. That's 212-433-9692 to talk with Nelson Schwartz of The New York Times. Nelson, walk us through a scenario. You talked about the defense spending. How much are companies actually holding back? What specifically are they hedging?
Basically, the companies I spoke to are kind of sort of hedging their bets, if you will. They're concerned that orders next year and later this year will be down, so they don't want to put themselves in a position where, they're spending money, hiring, doing all those kind of things, and all of a sudden their customers pull back. So the companies I talked to are not filling open jobs. They're keeping capital spending plans to a minimum. They're cutting back on machine orders, all that kind of thing.
Interesting. And I saw in your report that the German manufacturer Siemens is one example, right? What are they doing?
Right. Siemens is not filling open positions and really doing as little as they can in terms of, expansion. So they're really pulling in their horns, if you will.
Right. One of the things I'm wondering is how much is the fiscal cliff a proxy for just uncertainty in general? I mean, if it isn't the cliff, it'd be something else that companies feel uncertain about. It feels like companies haven't been actually certain for over 5 years.
That's true, but for different reasons, they're reacting to much more. I mean, they were nervous about the debt ceiling standoff last summer, but this they're worried about because it could actually impact their bottom line.
Right. And is this economic uncertainty or political uncertainty? You get the sense from reading your article that businesses are pretty fed up with Washington in general.
Yes, definitely, definitely. I think they're really frustrated, and they feel like both sides have dug in, and they feel like with the election, nothing's going to happen before the election. And there's a concern that, you know, even if these cuts don't materialize and the tax cuts don't materialize, that a last-minute compromise will still do a lot of damage. The same way businesses held back a bit before the fiscal cliff, that kind of slowed things temporarily. This could be like that on steroids.
That's interesting. Well, we have a caller, David in Danbury. Let's hear from him and what he has to say about business confidence right now. He's a business owner. David?
Hi. Yes, I'm here. Thanks for taking my call. The talking heads on the Democrat and the Republican side about trying to determine what we are going to do as business owners based on the fiscal cliff or any political play, I kind of find, well, I don't know, sometimes irrelevant, because as a business owner, if I have to hire someone to make my business work, I hire them. And if I don't need somebody, then I lay them off. But I don't choose to not hire someone because I'm worried about something that's going to happen politically with the economy if my business is going to fail if I don't hire that person. So I just don't go hire people for the fun of it. I hire them because I have to. And the only reason I hire them is because I need to. And I can't postpone that.
Right. If there are other business owners who have something to say about that as well, you can call in at 212-433-WNYC or 212-433-9692. So, Nelson, what do you say to that? He's saying he doesn't feel any fear, but we want to see something else, right, in order to get Congress working.
Well, I mean, I think these businesses, you know, are larger companies. They have a bit more flexibility. Their feeling is it's just a matter of how much of a risk they want to take in terms of expansion. I mean, a new investment, hire new people to launch a new project, and it's just in this environment, they don't want to do that. And I think collectively that adds up to, you know, a slower growth, which is what we're seeing. And the economy grew at 1.5% in the second quarter. The expectations are it's going to get even slower for the second half, and this is part of the reason for that.
Right. And also, these are big enough businesses that they can throw their weight around politically, right?
Right, right. And they are lobbying Congress. I mean, as are some very, very powerful lobbies like the NAM and the Business Roundtable. So they're sort of making their voice known. But I think for anything to happen, it's going to have to wait until after the election, which really concerns them because they're trying to making their plans for 2013 right now.
And I'm wondering if there's a vicious cycle at play here, that if companies hedge their bets because they don't feel confident in the economy will sputter, which will reduce
right.
confidence and so on and so
right.
forth.
Right. It's definitely a feedback loop. Absolutely.
Right. So have you thought about the rhetorical impact of calling it a fiscal cliff? I mean, that's a pretty handy little title. It's not to underplay its significance, but if it was called, say, the combination of sequestration and tax cut expiration, do you think everyone would be latching onto it so readily?
Well, no, it was actually, the term was coined by Ben Bernanke, the Fed chairman. So he actually is one of the academic experts on fiscal uncertainty and uncertainty and its impact on economic decision making, which is kind of interesting when he was an academic. So he actually came up with the term, and it's definitely kind of a good coinage.
Right. Well, you know, speaking of Bernanke, he was in the thick of it last year when we had the economic Armageddon of the debt ceiling debates. The
mm-hmm.
government didn't shut down then, and there was an agreement. So do companies, for some reason, think the fiscal cliff threat is more serious than those past calamities?
They do. I mean, they feel like that was just a matter of one act raising the debt ceiling. Here you've got tax policy, you've got spending policy, you've got a lot of different variables that there's deep, deep disagreements over politically. And I think the feeling is that was a much easier disagreement to reach a compromise on than, you know, how to set government spending and how to set taxes, which Washington hasn't been able to agree on in years.
Right. And one business owner who is worried about what's going on in Washington is Lee from Greenwich, Connecticut. Lee, are you there?
I co-run a technology company, a development stage technology software company, probably the type of company that is the profile of companies that are supposed to be at the vanguard of innovation and growth for new employment, new age company. My basic comment is this. In contrast to the last caller, I would say that the uncertainty surrounding fiscal policy, tax policy, and federal and state and municipal levels is actually directly being woven into our board level and management level decision making regarding hiring, capital deployment, and even how we value specific assets to retain them or to sell them.
Mm-hmm. Nelson, what do you say to that?
You know, it's interesting to hear, and it's good to hear that while it may not be a good thing, that this is definitely going on and people should be aware of it, because that was what this caller just said is exactly what I was hearing. I was talking to bigger companies, but smaller companies and cutting-edge companies that are developing new technologies are the future of the economy, and that's a real worry, and that's why Washington really has to deal with this, even though most people don't expect them to until it's, you know, the 11th hour.
Right. And so the question, though, is who in Washington has to do something about it? Is it going to be the Democrats or the Republicans? We have Janine in Manhattan who has a question about that. Janine?
I was wondering if the conversation is really just another way of saying that the business community is waiting to see whether Obama is elected and whether... because the Republicans are really the ones that have held firm and caused his fiscal cliff, rather than the Democrats.
Nelson, what do you think? Is this a matter of party loyalties? Is there that much difference between what Romney and Obama want that people might be holding off until November or after?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, Democrats and Republicans are going to have to come to an agreement on this to head off the fiscal cliff. I don't think it's one party or the other. I think, you know, Democrats really want to kind of extend the Bush tax cuts, but not for the wealthiest Americans. Whereas, you know, Republicans are, you know, want to cut spending. I think there's going to have to be some kind of trade or some kind of log rolling or grand compromise, if you will, on that. I don't think one party or the other or the president can just cut the Gordian knot on this one.
Right. Well, thank you, Janine. And so we have another caller, Norman from Vermont, who's actually an economist, and he has some questions on that front. Norman, are you there?
Yes. My concern is this back and forth, you know, band-aid approach to our economic situation. I'm looking at the macro picture. The best thing to do is reduce defense spending from $1 trillion from, you know, I'm talking about CIA, FBI, defense, Pentagon, and all the rest that we spend close to $1 trillion. Reduce that to $100 billion, and this whole thing will fall in place because we don't have to spend so much of our tax dollars on fictitious wars and these zombie wars that we keep on creating out of whole cloth. So the whole thing is, let this whole thing fall apart and then start from the ground up.
Nelson, what do you think of that? Do we have that option?
I don't know if letting things fall apart and starting from the ground up is a way to conduct economic policy when you've got, you know, millions of workers working for these companies. I mean, I think everybody agrees that, you know, tax policy has to be figured out and government spending probably has to come down if we're going to balance the budget. It's a question of how quickly you do it. I mean, if you impose these cuts, a lot of people are going to be out of work.
Right. Well, and also, I mean, right at the New York Times, the editorial board of the paper seized on your story to advocate for mm-hmm. delaying the budget cuts, but letting mm-hmm. the Bush taxes expire for the wealthiest Americans. We've mm-hmm. just heard from some business owners and, you know, from the ones that you've talked to as well. Do you think that they'd welcome that?
I think, you know, business owners are, you know, would like to see the Bush tax cuts extended in full, you know, and for, you know, including the wealthiest Americans. I think that's their position. The problem is if you extend the Bush tax cuts in full and you don't cut spending, then we're back to square one in terms of the deficit. That's the issue there.
Right. It's all that vicious circle we talked about.
Mm-hmm.
Nelson Schwartz is a Business Day reporter for The New York Times. He wrote about how the looming fiscal cliff is affecting business owners. Nelson, thanks for joining us.
Good to be here.
I'm Heidi Moore, in for Brian Lehrer on WNYC and WNYC.org. Up next, how the local grocery chain Fairway is taking advantage of the Obama program to go public. You might soon be able to buy stock options along with your organic shade-grown coffee. Back in a minute.